On a frigid day this winter, Chad Hart tries to warm his economics students at Iowa State University to the idea of managing some of the risk of farming using the commodity markets.
When I hit that level, guess what? I get what's called a margin call. They need to see I've got more money.
In class, Hart introduces tools farmers can use when selling their corn or soybeans. The students also play a web game called Commodity Challenge.
It's all about maximizing profit with risk management.
Robbie Maas is one of Hart's students. He returned to his family's Iowa farm 3 years ago.
But I got to understand it more before I can present it to a couple farmers who have been successful for over 20 years.
My name is Leah Maas. I'm Robbie's mother.
And she and her husband are Robbie's tough audience. The Commodity Challenge is like fantasy football, but for crop sales. In fantasy football, you put together your fake NFL team, and then the real-life games tell you how your team did. In the Commodity Challenge, you've got fake bushels of grain. You line up a marketing strategy, watch the real markets, and then see what profit or loss your decisions earned you.
As you see today, beans are down.
In the farmhouse kitchen, Robbie shows his mom the game. Leah Maas is skeptical. She looks at her son's Mac laptop as he clicks on links in the game.
You guys have experienced margin calls in this yet? That's where we got real familiar with that term when we were using marketers.
We studied it for a day, but...
margin calls, hedging, put options, these are unfamiliar terms for most people, farmers or not. But used wisely, these tools can set a farmer apart. They can insulate against the lowest prices and remove some of the uncertainty in cash flow. By planning ahead, farmers no longer rely on the spot price for corn or soybeans on the day they decide they need cash. It's a more methodical process than Leah Maas currently uses. She says she talks to neighbors and the local elevator manager and takes in the market shows on radio and TV.
This game is structured and it makes you think about what you're doing. And we've pretty much not been very structured, I hate to admit, over the years.
Farm groups operate commodity games like this one across the country because risk management is so important for farmers. With the ability to store more grain on farm and with internet access to market data, savvy farmers can be well poised to make better use of marketing tools. When they have marketing plans, farmers are less likely to make the risky decision to wait for a better price or to be stuck selling at a low price because they're short on cash. Ed Kordick with the Iowa Farm Bureau says with today's lower corn prices, he expects to see more interest in marketing.
When profits are very good, people want to lock them in. Or when profits are narrow, like I think this is the time period we're entering, people see that risk as something that they have to manage.
Robbie Maas is steeped in the details now, because unlike all those fantasy football coaches, Robbie's game is soon going to influence his reality. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.